The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the early fathers of the church, in regards to this passage, says, "Our Lord, more than any person who ever lived, would not only have respected and honored his mother, but would have desired that every human being for all time would respect and honor her, because she was to become also their mother." And so how crucial he wanted it to be known that she was to be honored and glorified, not first and foremost because of her motherhood, but because of her perfect discipleship, that she heard the word of God and acted on it without flaw whatsoever. And in regards to this, acting on the word of God, interestingly, I just began a new book on Blessed Mother Teresa, and she said something I'd never thought of in regards to the words, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me." And she says, if that is true, and our Lord says it, so it is true, then our Lord Jesus Christ is to be found in every person. So she said, if I meet someone and I cannot find our Lord in them, it must mean that I lack faith, that there is a degree of faith I have not yet reached, that it's not their fault that I cannot find him in them, it is mine, because he is truly there. And it was interesting, it was like our Lord saying to me, there are depths of my word that you have not yet reached, right? There is more to be pondered. And I started to think, okay, how does that apply to my life? How many people do I not find him in? And so when our Lord says, those who hear the word of God and act on it, it's so important not only that we read the word of God, that we meditate upon it daily, but that in and through doing so, the saints say, we ought to come to a resolution. Every time we read or hear the word of God, how is that going to transform my life? How am I going to change based upon that word?